You know, everyone thinks we're gonna have sex now. I know we know I'm your sister, but we never told anyone else here about that. To them, we're just a regular guy and a girl, just as we planned. There's just something about a girl dressed up as a wench with lots of cleavage and makeup that seems to drive the men wild. I guess maybe it's historically accurate for the time for the customers to hit on me, and I can handle that, but the rest of these guys? Ew. The other college students working RenFest this summer respect the fact that we say we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and don't bug me. Or maybe they're just afraid of you and that sword you carry. You can be pretty tough looking when you're in character. And no one here has met you before, so they don't really know what a real dork you are. Not like me. I'm glad you can keep up with us. All of these festival clothes, after parties we've been having, especially when everyone's been indulging in mead and weed. Did they even have marijuana in the Renaissance? That seems out of character. Even if it was really good. Anyway, at the party, I think a guy was getting up the courage to flirt with me. That was my cue, albeit dramatically, to say that you and I were going back to the RV to continue the party in private. Well, it might have also had something to do with me and starting to get the urge to flirt back, which would have ruined our entire plan, of course. We've been committing to the role of boyfriend and girlfriend for the last week now. We've got almost a week to go before this all wraps up. I made the decision before this started. I don't want to get involved in another RenFest romance with some guy I might only see during a few days in the summer. That's not what I'm looking for anymore. I did kind of forget how cute the guys looked in their outfits and armor. All of the accents and the role playing and dressing in this outfit, practically spilling out of it. It makes me feel sexy. Here we are. The perfect little love nest. I'm so happy Grandma and Grandpa let us borrow their RV this year. A tent could have been fun, but why would we say no to an actual bed in the back? And the smaller space to sleep over the cab for you. We even got a great spot with running water for the showers. You've got our own bathroom. It even has air conditioning, which is so awesome this summer. No sleeping on the ground in a tent and trekking to where the bathrooms and showers are all the time. It's 15 past the hour. We should be doing our little act at the meat stand. The evil nobleman trying to kidnap me from behind the counter. You jumping in, and then the two of you have an epic sword fight. The ladies love that sword fight. After a while, you disarm him, and I hit him over the head with a giant turkey leg. That always gets a lot of laughs. Then his friends carry him away, and I kiss you. Everyone applauds, and the tips really come in for a while. Remember when we first started? I'd kiss you on the cheek, leaving a perfect lipstick mark. After those first few performances, when that person yelled to give you a real kiss, others started joining in. You always give the crowd what they want. So I did my best under the circumstances, which was actually pretty good. The crowd went wild. The tips got better after that. I guess it helps maintain our story. I know it's a little weird for both of us, but it's only for a few more days. Besides, it's not all that weird if we're in character when we kiss. I'm not the only one here who's going to have a lonely time here at RenFest. I realize this is your first one, but it could have been memorable for you if it weren't for me and our secret. You look pretty good in that outfit. And the girls go crazy over a hero saving the damsel in distress act. I know some of the other girls here are interested in you, but If I'm not getting any action this year, neither are you. I'd say we could drop the act about being a couple, but I think people would be mad that we lied or get the wrong idea about us and what we do here alone at night. I'm a pretty good actress, and I might have sold the girlfriend part a little too well. Because, like I said before, they all think we're having sex right now. We're both a little tipsy, a little high. I also gave you the best sexy voice and bedroom eyes I had when I asked you to take me back here in front of all the others. I had to, though. I had to give a good reason for getting myself out of there and getting you out of there, too. If I left you there, you might have forgotten that we're supposed to be a couple. This way, we both got to leave before we started doing anything to screw up our story. You had to have seen the smirks they were giving each other when we left. They all believe that we're a couple and that we came back here to have sex. Maybe they think we continue the story we started so many times today. Thank you for saving me, good sir. That cad would have carried me off and had his way with me. I'm so very grateful that you came to my rescue. I am but a poor, poor serving wench and have no money with which to reward you. But that brute obviously thought my body was something worth having. Perhaps your reward should be my offering it to you. You could claim me as your prize, good sir. Right here in your strange wagon. Perhaps when the nobleman hears my cries of pleasure echoing across the village, he will be reminded of all he has lost today. Oh, do not be so shy, my champion. I am a far easier opponent than that rogue, and will surrender without so much as a fight. You have already disarmed me with your handsome looks and noble bearing. If it helps, know that I am no maiden, although I am not some common harlot. You would not be making me do something I have not done before, or did not want to do now. Perhaps if I lift my skirt a little and show you my ankles? I hope you are not shocked by my forwardness, especially if I show you some calf as well. Or knee. Or just a little bit of thigh.
Sorry, I was getting carried away. I almost showed you way too much there. Once we get into these roles, it's hard to get out of them, isn't it? Especially when you're a little drunk. Speaking of drunk, I think I need a little help getting back to my bed. Otherwise, I may get lost along the way. Or something equally tragic. Or maybe that wicked man from today is lying in wait there for me, ready to grab me and force himself upon me. So, could I trouble my champion to do one more service for me tonight? Carry me to my bed, please. Thank you, my noble warrior, my powerful steed. Carry me back to my bed. Watch my head and feet. Good. Now lie me down upon my bed. Gently, please. On the covers will do. I will find my way beneath them soon enough. But before I do, give me a good night kiss. A kiss like the one I gave you after you saved me? Please, good sir, do not make me beg. Thank you, my knight. Oh, I wish you would have accepted my offer earlier. You have set my heart to flutter. Here, feel how it beats so rapidly under your hand. And if my hand slips and moves lower to my breast, then who?
It's okay.
Don't break character. Just a little more role-playing, please? Just my tits. Work with me here. You're an actor, just like me. Go ahead and squeeze them through my bodice. You caress so gently. That man would have pawed at me clumsily. Kiss me again. Now let me lift my skirts again. I won't show you anything that will shock you too much, my hero. But letting you touch it is another. No, don't overthink it. Our characters aren't related. The tavern wench and her champion are not brother and sister. So, it's okay if you put your hand under my skirt. Your character would. Oh, my savior. Your fingers now know that I wore nothing under those skirts. Not in the summer heat. You find my most intimate part revealed directly to your fingers. Let your fingers explore it, my gentle sir. And let me lift my skirts so you can feast your eyes as well as your fingers. Then your eyes might confirm what your fingers already know. Your touch has aroused me, making my body glisten in the light of your magical candles here. Speaking of the magic candles, you have something that is candle-shaped. And that, I would think, is just as miraculous as the lights. Let me help you, so that I'm not the only one exposing their treasure to the other. And this strange garment you wear under here. Let me pull that down as well, so that I may touch what lies beneath. Let me do this. You're already touching me, enjoying the hell out of it. Going just a little further will give us insight into the roles that we play and help us play them better. It's kind of a rehearsal and some method acting. Oh, thank you for your indulgence, sweet gentleman. It will not go unrewarded. I will treat your manhood as affectionately as you are touching my delicate flower. There, my brave swordsman. See? We can give each other pleasure now. It is my reward for you saving me today. Oh, doesn't this feel good? We could even make love. And it would not be wrong. Other than our not being married. You could have your pleasure with my supple young body without any guilt or shame. Oh, we don't even need to take any more clothes off. Just take me as I am, in my dress. The part you need is available to you already. Oh, so go ahead and mount me, my handsome hero. Were it not for you, I would be yielding to that savage's ravishment as we speak. Oh, sir. Finally feeling you on top of me. And your throbbing manhood pressed up against my wet opening. Oh, my body is no temple. So you are permitted to enter and use it lustfully. I am just a wench you saved that you now desperately wish to make love to. Oh, fuck. Did you just stick your cock inside me? No, don't take it out. I didn't expect it to go this far. Or for you to do it. I got carried away. But now that we're doing it, well, the show must go on. Oh, shit. I need to get back to role-playing, so it's not fucked up when we do it. Sorry. Oh, yes, my brave hero. Make love to me. Oh, feel how lovingly I squeeze you as you do so. Oh, you are not my first. But I can tell already that you are the best. Oh, you will spoil me for all other men. Even if they're not related to me. Which you aren't. Because you're not my brother, and I'm not your sister. Oh, press your advantage, as you did in the fight today. Know when to move faster and harder, deeper into me. Oh, yes. No. I don't need to keep it down. If others hear my moans, then it helps our story. And I can't help it anyway. It just feels so good. Oh, damn it. This is wrong. Because we're not role-playing again. Stop fucking breaking character. Harder, my hero. Make me yours. Make other women envy me for the sound you're bringing to my throat. Let no one doubt we are lovers now. Oh, don't pull out, my lord. This dress needs to last me a few more days. And I cannot sell mead with the stains of your seed all over it. Oh, blend it all within me. Oh, you will find me an eager and fertile field for what you sow. Oh, more. More, my champion. We are closer to release. I need it. And I want it. And I deserve it. Oh, it feels so good. Damn it. You idiot. You came in me. Didn't you hear the part about fertile field? Yes, I know I told you not to take it out, but I was role-playing. My character isn't your sister, and she's the one that wanted your cum. Not me. She thought it would be a good idea to bear your character's child, but obviously I don't want my brother's baby inside of me. And either you need to take your cock out of me, or I need to start using the accent again before this gets weird.
Or were you just going to spend the entire night with your cock buried inside of your sister?
Thank you. And thank you, my brave champion, for saving me from that awful man. And for showing me such tenderness in bed. And for gifting me with your treasure. Your seed will keep me warm inside all night. But it is curiously cold in your wagon, as if you had harnessed winter within. Perhaps you could keep my outsides warm as well, by holding me until I fall asleep. Thank you, good sir. I will never forget the kindness you have shown me today, nor will I regret what we did.
But I might in the morning. Now, shut up and cuddle me. If I do get pregnant from this, you're dead. You realize that, right? Except, I don't want to leave my child without a father either. I'm not sure what I'm going to do then.
Good night, my hero. I feel so safe in your arms. I will surely sleep well tonight. I love you, my hero, more than any other man I've ever known. I think that last part was supposed to be in character. But I honestly don't know anymore. Nor do I care. Not right now.